This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
She's our girl. I tried to do something that was cool, Zanti, and it all fell apart there. But we're very happy that you're here. I mean, you can hear that in my voice, right?
You start my day full of joy.
Okay. <Brad. laughs> Good. That's what I was aiming for. Lekker om saam te kuier, Zanti, ek is bly jy's hier.
Altyd lekker. Dankie. Dankie julle en almal daar in daai pragtige mooie en ek glo op hierdie stadium ook koue Kaap.
Met daai
koue frontjie wat aankom.
Zanti, while we're all sitting here waiting for the rain to hit, we could do with some with a warm boodskap van jou af. So ons is reg.
Warm boodskap. You know what? It is actually, now that you say that, it is going to be a warm message.
Oh, good.
Because my topic today is something that I feel we all, it's something we've got to choose against. I think we all get tempted by the following, some more than others, because our personality sometimes works into this strategy, or we just believe that we are so. But this morning, I want to speak to you, not specifically you, Brad, but to every listener and to myself first. But I think all of us tend to do the following sometimes, and like I say, some more than others. But the threat and the strategy of the enemy to isolate us. And that's why I say sometimes our personalities work into that, because especially when we're, as I don't want to use the word severe, but let's use it just because I can't think of any other one now. But like when we are a severe introvert, we tend to isolate ourselves easily, more easier or easily than the extrovert or socialite. Mm. But even they get to points and times where either you get hurt or you are tired or you are exhausted and you isolate. And if we don't see the strategy of the enemy in this, we can play into his scheme.
Yeah.
So this morning I just want to just make you aware again. Mag jy vanoggend net bewus word weer dat wanneer jy wil isoleer, wanneer jy alleen in die hoek wil gaan sit, wanneer jy nie tussen mense wil wees nie, moet dit regtig vir jou 'n vraagteken en 'n rooi lig begin opsit. Veral as dit 'n gewoonte begin raak. Want dit is die vyand se strategie teen jou. I mean, if we look in the wild, if you go to the Kruger National Park or you watch Discovery Channel or Animal Planet or whatever, you would see, I mean, it's common knowledge that a lion or a predator will go for the prey that is alone and outside of the pack, that's isolated. Why would we think it's different with us? So ek wil vandag vir jou 'n storie lees en dan wil ek vir jou baie ernstig vra om regtig dit nie te doen nie. Die vyand gaan vir jou met jou mor as jy alleen is en jouself isoleer. And we are meant for community and for to be between people. And that's why the church plays such a crucial role as well, is that we come together corporately. It's so important. We don't heal in isolation. We only heal in community. We restore in community. But sometimes our default setting, especially if we got hurt, is to isolate and to not be between people. And ek wil vandag vir jou sê, dis regtig 'n groot strategie teen elkeen van ons en mag ons bewus wees daarvan. I just want to share a story with you just that brought me back to this. Yeah, this thing, you know, sin, we always think of sin as all the things we don't do or do wrong, but the word sin, the original word, means to miss the mark. Sin means to miss the mark. So if the Lord had someone in mind for you to spend time with, or just to say something to, or just give a hug, or just a smile, or just someone to acknowledge, the enemy will do anything to isolate you and keep you away from people. Mm. And then we do miss the mark. And we sin. So this guy writes about his dad. He says, I had just spent an hour in the bank with my father as he had to transfer some money. I couldn't resist asking, Dad, why don't we activate your internet banking? Why would I do that? He replied. Because when you won't, then you won't have to spend an hour here for things like that one transfer. You can even do your shopping online. Everything will be so much easier for you. The son says, I was so excited about introducing him to the exciting world of online banking. Then he thought for a minute and he answered, if I do that, I won't have to step out of the house. Yes, I said. I told him even the groceries can be delivered in front of your door now. And that's how Takealot or Amazon or everything, they all deliver everything to you. But his answer left me speechless, the son said. The dad replied, since I entered the bank today, I have met four of my friends, and I have chatted for a while the staff who know me very well by now. You know that I'm alone. This is the company that I need. I like to get ready and come to the bank. I have more than enough time. It is the physical touch that I crave. 2 years ago, I got sick. The shop owner where I buy my fruit came to see me and sat by my bedside and cried. When your mom fell down a few days ago during her morning walk, our local grocer saw her and immediately brought his car to rush her home, as he knows where I live. Would I have that human touch if everything became online? Why would I want everything delivered to me, forcing me to only interact with my computer? I like to know the person I'm dealing with and not just the seller. It creates bonds and relationships. Does Amazon deliver that as well? He asked. You see, technology isn't life. Spend time with people, not with devices. And I just realized again that devices are also a strategy of the enemy to keep us away from people, human interaction, human touch. So I want to challenge you this week because I challenge myself is why don't we really intentionally find out who the people are we spend some of our time with. Why don't we find out who the pharmacist is at the pharmacy you get your medicine from? Why don't we get to know the God at your child's school? Let's get to know the people that we see every day, but we are so busy in our heads or with technology or with rushing that we miss. Because you see, we miss so many marks every day. Because the enemy cannot make us unrighteous, because he can't. We got that as a gift. He will keep us busy. And I want to leave you this morning with Proverbs 18, verses 1. Maybe you didn't know it says the following. But in the New King James Version, it says, the man who isolates himself, and remember, technology also isolates us. The man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. So it's not wise to isolate. In the Message translation, it says, loners who care only for themselves spit on the common good. Can you believe that it says that?
Sure.
And in the Passion translation, it says, an unfriendly person isolates himself and seems to care only about his own issues, for his contempt of sound judgment makes him a recluse. Guys, we are not meant to isolate, even if that is with devices, thinking that we are social. We are not. We need human interaction. So I want to challenge you today. Let's go out and let's live life in community between real people. Loving, caring, having compassion, so that when God asks us to do something, we are there in their face to portray the smile or the message or whatever God lays on your heart, and we don't miss the mark. Amen.
Amen. Don't want to miss the mark. That's the voice of Zanti Swanepoel. Thank you so much, Zanti, for that powerful story and a beautiful message as always. And to our listeners, you can track it down. If you've missed it halfway, you want to listen again or share it again, you'll find it on our website later on this morning and on our app as a podcast. Zanti, thank you so much for your faithfulness every Wednesday. We just want to celebrate you and the message that you bring by God's grace. So big thanks to you, and go and have yourself a really great day.
Thank you, Brad, and all the listeners. You too. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.